So, Mr. Green, essentially what happened was after I asked you last week if you permit, requested to compare footprints of any of the roommates, you indicated you hadn't, right?
Correct.
And so the state then obtained the footprints from the roommates and submitted them to you for comparison.
Correct.
And there's no dispute that the footprints that you compared do belong to the roommates. They were through regular course. Bonnie Wilder took those prints and turned them over directly to you.
Yes.
You work in the same crime lab as Ms. Wilder.
Correct.
And last week when I questioned you about the footprints that you had compared to the exemplars from East Armet, you didn't provide us with any of these measurements that you provided today, right?
Right.
You just basically said that footprints were consistent with the physical size of Mr. Met's footprints.
Yes.
And what you're telling us today is that these footprints are consistent with the physical size of the footprints of Kunu, Cody, Yinki, and Mongomi as well.
Yes.
And in fact, you just testified that these prints could have come from typically any adult person of the normal size, excluding maybe a professional basketball player or a child.
Yes, a medium of this relative size, foot size, yes.
So the worth, evidentiary value of those latent prints in the carpet that you were asked to compare is practically, there is no doubt in terms of identifying an individual who might have put those down.
Yes, as I had testified previously, there was no way that I was going to be able to identify definitively anyone's particular foot to this. Mostly this is evidentiary value of this is for exclusion only.
Thank you.
Any
rejection? But you indicated that there may not be worth for the purpose of identification. But based on your training experience, you can draw conclusions that looking at this, these exhibits, the left and the right foot.
Yes.
And you're certain as to that there is a left print and a right print.
Yes.
Thank you. And also that the left print was more visible than the right print.
In the photos, the left print was more visible, yes, but with the enhancement that I was able to do, the right print actually developed up a little bit better.
When you talk about enhancement, you're talking about using your computer to adjust the contrast and sharpness.
Yes, those things that I had talked about previously.
But for the naked eye, the left imprint is more pronounced than the right.
Yes, correct.
The bottom line is these prints could have come from nearly anybody in this world.
I can't say that without having taken the prints of everybody in the courtroom.
But you can't exclude that.
I could not exclude that, no. That's